Well, this is not the implication for that verse found in John 15:13. Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's just, that verse is basically saying, yes, it's a demonstration of love, but that is not saving love.
Yeah.
Okay. The ultimate form of love for someone else, yes, of course, but this love doesn't save us from our sins. That is works-based thinking. And that somehow our good works are going to get us into heaven, which isn't the case. I mean, like, we can love all the people we want down here, but if we don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then all that is like, well, as scripture says, it's like filthy rags. All our good works are like filthy rags before a holy and righteous God. And, you know, unless we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
You know what's so sad? The false sense of security that so many people have in their good works.
Even
people who are figureheads in ministries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever it might be. You think that I'm a good person. I do this. I tithe. I go to church. I even might teach people about God. But
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, here's the real thing right here. Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
Absolutely.
And this is what this question is all about. I mean, like, yes, soldiers can do this kind of thing, but it's not going to save them. Mm. You know, only faith in Jesus Christ is going to save them from their sins and save them from going to hell. You know, that is what believing in Jesus Christ does for us. Takes us from hell and transports us to heaven. And, you know, changes our status from lost to saved.